Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You look like a drowned Petey. It's pouring out there, right?
Porn?
Pouring out. It's pouring out there. Porn. Well, we'll get into the porn in a little bit. We'll get into the porn a little bit, but it's pouring outside in our city this morning. How you doing? How was your week off, man? You didn't work, you actually work another thing. Yeah. You do a lot of stuff besides this. I get. How was your sleep?
Fine.
Better? Okay.
Yeah, I still wake up.
Yeah.
The best part is not having to like prep the night before.
Or just think. Prep.
Yeah.
Or think.
Yeah.
It's about
if I fall asleep, I just fall asleep.
Right.
Yeah. But it was good. Thanks. Yeah. Sorry about yours.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go anywhere, but you know, whatever. Save some money, I guess. That's my wife, you know. Didn't stop me from bitching about it every day. And she got tired of hearing that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she couldn't have been too happy either.
No, she wasn't at first. And then we just reconciled that we just couldn't go. Dr. Mina was cool. I got a hold of Dr. Mina a couple of times. And my son, we got a call. I'll tell quick the story. We're at the airport Saturday to fly to Florida. And he had the flu twice, two different flus, A and B. And he was getting better, so he was fine.
And he had the flu shot, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. All the flu shot, yeah. And we were all in Tamiflu. None of us got it, so it was cool. But we were all at the airport, and we're literally about the board. And we get a call from this an urgent care he'd been to. And the lady there just said that he had something else, maybe, and we shouldn't probably go. Well, she said, should we go? She said, well, you... And we thought, you know what? Health is more important, obviously. So we just blew off the trip. And then, of course, I got a hold of Dr. Mina. And she said, no, you guys should have went. He's whatever. It was just all screwed up.
Yeah.
You were about to board?
Yeah.
Oh, about the board, man. We were sitting there. I mean, and sitting there, and our plane was there. People were off the plane.
Oh, man.
And they could have called our name. They could have called our row. We were actually zone one. We could have been called like within 4 minutes.
Right.
And then the phone rings back. My wife left a message, said, you can call us back here. She's coming from the bathroom. She's on the phone. She's just shaking her head. And we just leave the airport. We have to go upstairs. They get our bags. They were cool. And then the airport and Delta, they actually said, I'm not paying a change fee. I said, we were there. We didn't fly because my son might be sick. Blah, blah, blah. And they said, okay. But even that took a little trouble. They said, we need to fax us this thing from your doctor.
Oh, they needed official.
No, they wanted a phone number of the doctor. So I called and gave them the phone number. My wife did, actually. I was out. And they didn't even check. They said, okay.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling.
They just wanted you to say you had a doctor. I know. Because the change fee would have been $800, $200 a ticket, four people, blah, blah, blah. I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Fees are such a ripoff.
If that had happened to me, I would have just said, honey, you take the kids home and... I'll see you when I get back. I'm not missing this trip.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, that would have played well.
I don't get many opportunities to leave town, so.
We're all tired, Todd.
Yeah.
We're all tired. We all want sunshine. Whatever, so I didn't get out of town. But I'm real happy about it.
But I got out of town for you.
Shut up.
I didn't get out of town either.
I know. And you three didn't get out of town either, so I'm fine with that. I'm not going to whine too much. I'm just saying I saved some money. That's for damn sure. But I'd rather spend the money.
Yeah, but you skied and golfed vicariously through me.
I just wanted to be on the beach, but those two were cool, too. Now I don't ski, but the golf part would have been cool.
You got to go to karaoke night with Dad.
Ooh. Oh, you did that?
Dad likes karaoke night.
Was it on the premises?
Yes, it was.
Oh, like the little and golf cart bar right there? Right.
Starting at 5:45?
5 o'clock.
A lot of Kenny Rogers. That's old people can't.
5 o'clock?
There's a lot of Kenny Rogers in karaoke.
No, Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
I heard Marty Robbins.
Of course you did.
I heard Patsy Cline.
Somebody did white sport coat.
My dad did sports coat.
Did he really?
He did. Now the
white
genesis
sport
of this.
Coat
it was first.
Anybody do? You should have done Tom T. Hall's "I Love," Todd.
Oh, I should have.
You should have sang that.
Wow.
I love, and you put your own words in there. You know.
I should have.
And porn. Just start throwing stuff
but
in there.
But it started out.
And
it was him and three of his friends, and then like a boy band. You know, they all kind of went solo. So, you know, everybody got up and
you
started
had to be
singing
drunk. I would have got drunk.
By themselves.
All right.
They have any choreography?
So the Ditkas sang by themselves?
Yeah.
The Ditkas, the band called the Ditkas? You should have wrote that down.
Yeah, was the group song a barbershop quartet?
Was there a group song? Sometimes, like, two guys would get up there. One guy, the cool guy of the bunch, did Santana. There was a Santana song.
Holy crap.
Wow. Air guitar?
Black Magic Woman?
I think it was Smooth.
Oh, he did. That's a Rob Thomas
yeah.
song.
Thank you. But
screw that.
Did he air guitar?
There's a lot. He's like one of the guys.
He's a big Rob Thomas fan.
He liked to show off. There's one or two guys that can actually sing, so they get up there and they really.
And don't
show
look
off.
At the lyrics; they know them.
Right.
I hate that. It's not karaoke. Yep. Get off the stage. You suck. If you're good,
you're so
suck.
Good, you suck.
That's true. There's a point in karaoke.
You're too good.
If you're not looking at this, if you're just singing it at the crowd, you're just singing.
But mostly Dad sings the songs that Mom would like to hear him sing. So it's kind of cathartic for him.
Right. Did you sing?
No.
Oh, come on.
I wasn't drunk enough.
Should
have
sang.
I may have gotten up, but it didn't look like a Tom Petty crowd.
Did you stay?
You said you wrecked me. That'd been good.
Did you stay till last call around 8:30?
You wrecked them.
No, we left early because they cut it short because there was a Garth Brooks tribute band coming in.
Jesus!
Yeah. Run!
I would have cut it short too.
Yeah. And
I'd rather watch old guy karaoke.
My aunt is down there, so after we get done with karaoke, we go over to her house.
So this is after hours 9.
Yep, and we watch The Voice. She likes The Voice.
Oh my God.
And I just wanted to hang out with them. So,
life of music.
Oh, I thought
I did.
We're going to say you just wanted to hang yourself.
I was going to say, I'm glad I stayed home after that one. That wasn't the highlight, was it, of your vacation? Granted, hanging out with your old man's cool. I get that. But that sucked. That sounded like it was horrible. Everything about that.
Yeah, but even after 2 or 3 days, you know, Larry was even just like, no, go
hang
ahead.
Yourself.
No, my son.
You like The Voice? Yeah. I like to hang myself.
Yeah. I don't know what the highlight was. My son, you know, I got to see both my sons.
That's it.
There's the highlight.
And your dad, too. But I meant the karaoke and the late night voice watching at 9. Yeah.
God, that might have been 8.
Cool. Seeing your sons is cool. That could have been 8, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it had been Arizona time, right?
Yeah.
It's Steven Tyler's birthday today. You might know him as the front man for the group Aerosmith. And it is Diana Ross's birthday today.
Oh, that was another highlight of my vacation. My buddy in Denver had the first Aerosmith album in CD. So we listened to that the way up the hill.
Excellent.
What a great album that is.
Now, when was that first album?
73.
Something like that. It used to say, I remember I had the album as a kid. It just said...
There's clouds on the front.
Featuring Dream On.
Dream On, yeah. Which was a hit later on, actually. Not right away. Mama Kids on that album.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it might be easy for you, but who's older, Diana Ross or Steven Tyler?
Just going to go Diana Ross.
Yeah, Diana Ross.
That's not easy.
I
would say Diana Ross.
She is 4 years older.
Okay.
She's 74, Steven Tyler 70.
And they both look like somebody's grandma.
Yeah. He looks pretty good for 70, man. Most guys don't
that. He's had this weird look going on for the last couple of years.
Well, he's 70.
No, I get it, but you know.
He's got long hair, still has all his hair. He's still a rock star. Look around, 70-year-old dudes. You'd rather look like Steven Tyler.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
It may be the clothing he chooses to wear that kind of.
Rock star stuff.
Yeah.
He's dressed that way for 50 years, exactly.
Yeah, but Jagger's, 75, and he doesn't look like somebody's grandma.
Yeah.
He looks like somebody's grandpa.
I've heard people say he looks like somebody's grandma.
Yeah.
For sure. Later this week,
Apparently, some classic video games are going to make a comeback. Sega is planning to bring more than 50 of their classic video games to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. This classics collection includes games like Sonic the Hedgehog, Altered Beast, Streets of Rage, and plenty more.
Oh, somebody's just boning.
Of the old school
boing,
stuff.
Boing. There's some boners flying around there. Not this crowd, but people are into that.
I don't know. Maybe Petey.
No, he's
not. I'm good.
No, did you play any of those games?
No.
Probably here or there, but not.
You grew up.
Yeah. No, I just did other stuff,
exactly.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was available. Hey, you want to come over and play that thing? Yeah.
Nah, man.
Good, man.
I'm good. That's what I like about you, and I like about Puss. That generation did that with you guys. You guys really sad.
Yeah, I remember playing Sonic the Hedgehog, but I never had the system, and you know, it was never a thing for me.
Nah, man, I'm good.
Man.
I'm good. Our generation, that wasn't the scene, obviously, but, you know.
I was going to listen to the new Knobs album instead.
Who?
Did you watch any of the Stormy Daniels last
night?
I
watched the whole thing, by the way. Hang on a second here. I like this. I still like this song. Anderson Cooper started singing this to her. It was great.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smile. But I call you Stormy today.
Yeah, he banged her when he was only 60, by the way, and she was 27.
Yeah, it was 2006.
She wasn't attracted to him then, but she just banged him.
Falling down.
Because she said she got herself into it.
My world is cloudy.
She come out of the bathroom and he's sitting on the edge of the bed saying, that's just going to happen, basically.
You've gone away.
Yeah.
Oh, Stormy.
Yeah. Oh, gotta get to the hook here. You should have sang this, Todd. Get the dick just talking.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Bring back black sun today.
All right.
So here's...
She's got some great cans, man. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Strapped in that shirt. Now we've all seen him naked on YouPorn. Or porn. In general. Or just
yeah,
porn.
I think she was reaching the tensile strength of those buttons.
Yeah, well, you can't wear that. You got to wear something tight. You get the cans like that. PD Mac approved.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Are they natural?
No. You watch your porn or not.
So here's some of the quotes from Stormy. And talking about Trump. Here is... she recounts what Tyler had said.
About spanking? Oh.
No.
Oh,
he was sitting, you know, on the edge of the bed when I walked out. Perched.
And when you saw that, what went through your mind?
I realized exactly what I'd gotten myself into. And I was like, here we go. And I just felt like maybe... it was sort of, I had it coming for making a bad decision for going to someone's room alone. And I just heard the voice in my head, well, you put yourself in a bad situation and bad things happen. So you deserve this.
And you had sex with him?
Yes.
Oh, see, now that's not true. What she just said is just not true.
Yeah, that she had to.
Because I heard her say earlier that she, you know, he offered her money.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, it's a different one?
That's a different girl.
Yeah, okay, that was the dark-headed one.
Yeah, I've seen that interview.
Okay,
the dark-haired girl.
She just said...
the dark-haired girl.
I don't want your money. I'm having sex with you because I like you.
Yeah, that was the
that
brunette.
That stuck to the tape.
Damn it, yeah. That was the brunette. This one, she actually had an affair with that guy.
Yeah, here's a little bit more from Stormy.
And I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I'll never forget the look on his face. And he was
What was the look?
Just... I don't think anyone's ever spoken to him like that, especially, you know, a young woman who looked like me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, give me that. And I just remember him going, you wouldn't. I was like, hand it over. And so he did. And I was like, turn around, drop him.
You told Donald Trump to turn around and take off his pants?
Yes.
And did he?
Yes. So he turned around and pulled his pants down a little. You know, he had underwear on and stuff. And I just gave him a couple swats.
This was done in a joking manner.
Yes. And from that moment on, he was a completely different person.
How so?
He quit talking about himself, and he asked me things, and I asked him things, and it just became, like, you know, a more appropriate.
Became more comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, but she was only 27 at the time, too, by the way. Now, she's not bad looking now. She's 39. She's obviously still pretty hot, but... 27. These photos of her at 27.
I found this odd.
He's like, wow, you are special. You remind me of my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you're smart, beautiful, and a woman to be reckoned with. I like you. I like you.
So I saw
that's quite odd.
Well, no, I said that. I tweeted that out. I said, I don't care what side of politics you're on in this situation. Anybody that doesn't have a daughter or has a daughter, you don't say that about some chick you're banging. And it's disgusting.
You don't even think that.
Right. Thank you, Todd. And I saw it on Facebook. I didn't post it on Facebook because I didn't want it to go derail. But I saw some other people post it saying this is wrong. And somebody, what's wrong? You just think she's good looking. His daughter's good looking. Shut up. Shut up. You can like his policies. You can like anything you want. But that is creepy.
You do not equate the chick you're banging and your daughter.
Right.
Right.
No.
Under no circumstances.
No way.
You're creep. You're creep. You're creepy. Don't. And people have to back that? On Facebook, people were backing that comment. I said, are you kidding me? I mean, like them. Like all the policies. I don't even care at this point. But no.
But that comment, you should just go, right. Yeah. Whoa, dude.
Now, the important, perhaps one of the more important parts of the interview, she says she was intimidated into keeping silent on this affair. She told 60 Minutes the man came up to her in a parking lot in Vegas in 2011 while she was with her infant daughter. Right. She said the man told her to leave Trump alone and forget the story, and then looked at the daughter, the baby girl, and said, that's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom.
You know, the weird part about it is, from a male point of view, is he flew back to D.C. and his wife stayed in Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a planned vacation. But the bottom line was, it was like planned for them not to be together during that interview, too, I'm sure. Can you imagine sitting with your wife? Because he bangs her like it was his daughter, excuse me, his son is like 6 months old
in
this particular time when he's banging this chick.
Yeah.
It's all about the $130,000. That's where they're trying to get campaign finance. But, she's...
Do you not think this fuels the fire of the media?
Why?
Those who think the media is picking on Trump, that stuff like this happens? Because I don't recall, because we weren't that plugged in. When Fox News came on the air, did they drag out all the chicks of Clinton back?
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, everybody did. They were all over TV at the time.
Paula Jones.
Yeah, Paula Jones. And obviously Monica, but Paula Jones, a couple of girls he banged when he was in Arkansas.
The Arkansas State Troopers talking about all the covering up they did for him.
That was all news.
Jennifer Flowers.
This comes down to $130,000 payoff is what this is about. They're comparing it to John Edwards, who had to drop out of the race because of campaign finance a year ahead of time because he had a wife and he also was banging some chick and a baby too.
So I'm not mistaken.
It's all about campaign finance.
The evangelicals.
But evangelicals love this. Love Trump.
Well, now, the evangelicals, for a while, were starting to drop off in their support for Trump. And then the Stormy Daniels thing.
Not much.
And then the Stormy Daniels thing came out, and his approval rating from them started going back up again.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I read the whole article about that too, Craig. Evangelicals, they don't listen to the show, but the fact is, most of them that back him, all they back is it's anti-abortion. That's all it. He can do anything he wants as long as he's anti-abortion. They're going to stay with him. That's why.
And getting the right judges in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be the big
deal. Stop the anti-abortion.
Oh, horrible story here out of Chile.
You know, he was bummed more than anything. She was not attracted to him at all. She said.
Yeah.
Even when he was 60. No, but he thinks she probably was.
She's lying about that. He thinks that she's just lying about
that. Oh, yeah, you're right.
He's lying about that.
They showed a picture of him in 60. He didn't look much better than he does now.
I mean, how are you not going to want that?
Good point. That's sweet ass.
Right. You know that's right.
That's
every guy. Spank it or not.
No, but he's
every guy thinks that.
Yeah, but he's in pretty bad shape.
She's banging me because she thinks I'm attractive. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah. Scientists say that a tiny mummified skeleton.
You remind me of my daughter, though. That's what he said to her. Remember that.
Scientists say that a tiny mummified skeleton, some claimed was an alien, has actually been found to be a human baby with deformities.
Oh, man. Another alien one disputed, huh?
In 2003, scientists, morons, the lot of them.
All of them.
Found a tiny mummy in a leather pouch buried behind a church in Chile.
Shut up.
the discovery
Chile.
Quickly drew international intrigue. Many believe the body was an alien because of its large head and small body. Scientists have now confirmed it was actually a baby girl with several gene mutations related to dwarfism, deformities, and premature aging.
Three things.
No, you don't. The skeleton, which was previously believed to be ancient, is actually about 40 years old.
I love science. I wouldn't doubt it is ancient and an alien.
But you need to doubt it.
No, I don't.
Science says
it's talking to my buddy on Facebook.
Only about 40 years old, and it's a person.
Where'd that happen, Craig?
Chile.
Oh, okay.
Atacama Desert.
That's one thing I liked about my vacation. I didn't hear that word once.
Tiny mummies in little pouches. I just don't believe it.
Isn't that, that's a great Elton John song, I think.
It sounds like Elton John, yeah. Tiny mummies.
Or a Chris Farley pouches.
Yeah. It's a Chris Farley bit.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.